How's it going, everyone? I'm your host, JC.
And I am your co-host. I will forever and always be cemented and fucking plastered in the fucking legacy of being the co-host, Tim.
Yeah, he's lying because what he didn't understand is if he goes to his spam folder, he'll see an email that says, fired.
I deleted it.
Oh, what the fuck?
If I don't read it, I don't have to acknowledge
it. It's our only evidence. I deleted my version, too.
Yeah, then I guess I'm still hired.
All right, well, while we got our co-host, Tim, until I fire him. And guys, some exciting shit is happening in the anime world. Some shit I don't care about that Tim will talk about. But, guys, there are some shit that is really kind of cool that's going on in the mangas. And we're talking about Boruto. So, if you guys don't know, Boruto comes after Naruto Shippuden. And before that comes Naruto. The original start of it all. So, we're going to dip back into time a little bit to the end of the Ninja War. We're talking about the last one. And the end of Naruto Shippuden, because to talk about a little bit of Boruto, we're going to need to talk about some Naruto Shippuden. So first off, Tim, tell us who Naruto is. What I mean by that is Boruto is Naruto's son. So Naruto...
Boruto is the son of Naruto Uzumaki and Hinata... Hyuga. Naruto Uzumaki is the son of Kushina Uzumaki and Minato. Hold on, I'm having a hard time remembering his last name. Namikaze.
Okay, so who's Boruto?
Boruto is the inheritor of fucking Hamura Otsutsuki's chakra, pretty much.
And what Hokage is Naruto?
Seventh Hokage.
And that happened after the Ninja War.
Yes.
So, guys, the Ninja War was... And it's... I hate to say it. It's something I haven't made it through yet because, again, when life happens, it is really hard to watch 700 fucking episodes of something. But without a doubt, I know a lot about it because I got Tim who sort of fills me in on the missing gaps. But there is a lot of shit that I have seen. Guys, Madara is who started the... He didn't start the Ninja War. He almost ended all the ninjas.
So technically, Madara actually was the reason for the Ninja War.
It wasn't...
So Madara is the one that set the plan in motion, whereas the Black Zetsu, the thing that... I don't want to tell you.
No, just go, because I've heard most of it. I'm going to eventually watch it. I'm not someone who's fucked up on spoilers.
So the Black Zetsu is Kaguya Otsutsuki's will incarnate, pretty much. And that's not even revealed until literally like the last episodes. It just happened spontaneously. It turns out he was the one controlling Madara the whole time. Or Madara thought it was his plan. What Black Zetsu did is influence Madara into thinking that it was his plan so that he would go through with it. And in doing so, he ended up starting the war. So technically, Black Zetsu started the war.
And so we got Madara, we got the Black Zetsu, and Madara actually doesn't actually die. He becomes something else, more as he became a her of some sort. Who is that?
So whenever he absorbed... this thing called the fucking Divine Tree. What? So if you guys don't know what any of this shit is, but anybody's listening
no, that's
to
fine.
this, they can
I'm
just
building
look
up.
up what
Yeah,
each
you
thing
guys can
is.
look it up. I'm naming off main aspects of it and just having you explain it because the
So,
reason we're building up to Boruto is because something happened in Boruto that is beyond crazy, even when it comes from the crazy twist in Dragon Ball. I mean, you got a lot of twists in a lot of different animes, but so far this twist in Boruto is kind of crazy. So, Madara.
He puts a Rinnegan in his head, so that makes him have one half of this chakra spectrum. So he's able to have. Okay, so Madara dies, and then he's reincarnated into a different body, one that doesn't die, it's an immortal body, and then he resurrects himself using the Rinnegan that he had in him whenever he was brought back. His eyes go away. He ends up getting an actual Rinnegan, and he uses that to fucking battle everyone and absorb all the tailed beasts.
And guys, it is a good battle.
And then he absorbs the 10 tails. He gets all that power. And then Naruto and Sasuke die, and they get both halves of the Sage of Six Paths power, light and dark. So they body Madara pretty much. Madara says, fuck it, absorbs the divine tree. So he has all of this chakra, and he's already the Ten Tails Jinchuriki. And then he absorbs the divine tree, which is from pretty much an extraterrestrial plane. And that is like the literal source of all the chakra.
And so what does he become?
He becomes Kaguya Otsutsuki.
And she is
the originator of chakra on Earth.
Guys, when I tell you that in my opinion, there's a lot of strong characters when it comes to Naruto. There's a lot of bad motherfuckers. And whether it makes you mad or makes you happy, sometimes it's frustrating because one after another is just badass after badass after badass. And it's really hard to narrow it down and pick a favorite character. Most people want to go with Naruto and Sasuke because they are the main characters. And you know what? They themselves are badass characters. But guys, I will tell you my two favorite characters that I've ever come across when it comes to Naruto is Madara and Itachi. Those are my two fucking people. When I think of Naruto and I think of who I like the most, it would have to be Madara and Itachi. Madara single-handedly did more shit than I've ever seen someone do. And I asked you earlier, who is stronger, Jiraiya or Itachi? Jiraiya. You said.
Jiraiya.
So now, if Itachi didn't get sick and he was in the ninja war, Itachi versus Madara, who would win?
See, I think for plot's sake, fuck, Madara would probably win.
But besides, in your soul, your heart and soul, who do you think would win? Who is the most powerful?
In skill alone, if I'm basing this off of my personal opinion and who I think would legitimately win, I'm leaning towards Itachi.
Itachi.
Itachi is, well, he was much more skilled at a much younger age than Madara ever was, for one. For two, he killed the entire fucking Uchiha village in one night. Like it was nothing.
Now, guys, you hear that, and you have Madara over here bodying hundreds and hundreds of ninjas, as if it is nothing. He takes a sword and sticks it through Sasuke, as if he does it with such ease, as if it was nothing to him, as if Sasuke was just some new newbie. Some new beginner kind of ninja, you know? You have all this power. You have that great battle that happened. Then we fast forward. After the war, Naruto is the 7th Hokage. Chills up your arm. Sasuke is out doing his thing. Naruto has a kid, Boruto. A new story begins. But now, guys, now we have some of the craziest shit that has probably ever fucking happened in anime history.
So, So a lot of build-up has happened in Boruto. A lot of people have been madly disappointed with the anime in general and with the manga as well. It seems like the manga doesn't release enough panels. It seems like the anime releases too many fillers.
Well, yeah, you keep going.
But, in my humble opinion, a lot of these fillers are actually needed because Boruto and all the characters in Boruto, it's not like Naruto where we had years to grow accustomed to all these characters. Boruto came off strong, and we already know all the adult characters out of it because of Naruto, but we're getting to know an entirely new generation. Of course there's going to be fillers, so we get to know each and every character so that when something dramatic happens to one of those characters, we feel it
more. And it's a stronger generation of characters. In Boruto, like, we think of Naruto, how they had their badasses, how Naruto Shippuden had their badasses, but now we have a new league in Boruto. An absolute fucking new league when it comes to villains. So, who is the strongest villain as of right now?
So, when Kaguya came down, at that time, during that war, she was the strongest person that they ever knew about. Besides the Sage of Six Paths. But they didn't realize that she was actually running away from the other Otsutsuki, which are gods, pretty much. They're alien gods, if you were to classify it. And so Momoshiki comes down, Urashiki, and Kinshiki, and they all get bodied. Boruto ends up killing fucking Momoshiki, so he gets cursed, and Momoshiki pretty much dwells within his body.
So,
and
that's pretty cool. All that shit's really cool.
So, I'm gonna actually put some real thought into my answer. Instead of saying Ishiki Otsutsuki, like a lot of people probably would, I would probably say it's Momoshiki simply because he's the last one still standing. He's still around even after all the shit that's happened.
So what's going on? What are we talking about, Tim? Like, what? What is so significant about Boruto right now?
So, Boruto, there are cyborgs that a dude named Amato and Boruto created. And it was stated that these cyborgs are stronger than Otsutsuki. There's one named Damon, there's one named Delta, and then there's one named Ada.
I'm going to say this right now, though. I am going to say this, and you may agree with me, you may not agree with me. I don't like that they add cyborgs. I've never liked the cyborgs, whether it's in Dragon Ball, whether it's in Naruto. I don't like
cyborgs. It's not like normal cyborgs like Dragon Ball. It's modified people, pretty much. So these people...
But theoretically, a cyborg is a machine of sorts.
So these people aren't necessarily machines, but they have ninja tech in them. So they're made with ninja tech. So Ada, Delta, and Damon, they have something that was instilled in there called Shinjutsu. Like, you have Sage Jutsu, you have Ninjutsu, you have Genjutsu, and you have Taijutsu.
Now, do you know if any other people besides a cyborg can use Shinjutsu?
They can't. So these powers are unique Otsutsuki powers, pretty much.
But an Otsutsuki can use it. Like, if someone was an Otsutsuki, could they use Shinjutsu?
You have to be a certain type of Otsutsuki. Each Otsutsuki has a different power, pretty much. So Ada has the ability to see the future. She has kind of like omnipotence. She can see everything that's going on, usually. And it's just revealed in the latest chapter of Boruto, Ada has the power to technically change history. So what she does is she casts a Shinjutsu, fucking... And she changes everyone's memories. she swaps Naruto, or she swaps Boruto and Kawaki's memories. And so now Kawaki is Kawaki Uzumaki, and Boruto is known as the one that killed the seventh Hokage. All five nations are after him at the same time. He's going to have to go into hiding. The only person not affected by Ada was Amado and Sarada Uchiha, which is Sasuke Uchiha's daughter. So Sasuke right now is on the hunt for Boruto. And whenever this happened, Boruto's teammate, Mitsuki, he just so happened to be around. And so Mitsuki is like Boruto's best friend. And during the course of one of these chapters in Boruto, one of the late chapters, Momoshiki comes out of Boruto, and Kawaki's around, and is during a code fight, and Kawaki notices that Otsutsuki is coming out of Boruto. Kawaki hates the Otsutsuki. He immediately kills Boruto, but Momoshiki sacrifices, like, his one chance to get out of Boruto and take over his body in order to keep him alive, because he still needs him alive. But Momoshiki is still in him. So, whenever he did that, and Mitsuki found out about it, he was like, I don't know what I would have done if I would have been there with, like, whoever did that to him. And then he found out that it was Kawaki, and then Ada changed everyone's memories. So now Mitsuki instantly goes into this Snake Sage mode, which is considered one of the most powerful modes that anybody has so far. And he immediately starts trying to attack Boruto. So he has to get the fuck out of there. He manages to get out of there. Somehow he fucking finds a hiding place. And now Sasuke is on the hunt for him.
Okay.
So Boruto Uzumaki is now a rogue ninja on the run from all five nations.
Okay, so... You had a theory that Sasuke is to train Boruto. With everything that is going on right now, does that theory still hold strong?
So, I actually still believe in that, but it's kind of like I now know how it's going to happen. So, Sasuke right now, I think that the Sharingan isn't affected by the Genjutsu, and I think Sasuke is just acting like he's affected by it in order to get away from, well, everyone going after Boruto, pretty much. Because the second that everyone thinks that he's on Boruto's side, everyone's going to go after him as well. So, Sasuke right now is just acting as if he's going to go after Boruto. And he's going to end up finding Boruto and taking him maybe to a different dimension, whatever it may
be. Did Sasuke get affected?
So, yeah, like,
who is Sasuke? In,
huh?
Who is he now?
No, it was just Boruto and Kawaki's memories that were swapped.
Oh.
But okay. Everyone else's memories were changed because of it.
Okay. Yeah, that makes more sense.
So, pretty much, the entire story of Boruto and Naruto just changed dramatically. And it is going to be fucking wild. Boruto has the most potential out of pretty much anybody in the entire Naruto-verse. If he's able to master his fucking karma seal that he has for Momoshiki, if he's able to master that shit, plus his Jogon, which is called the Pure Eye, he will literally be unstoppable. There will be nothing that will be able to stand in his way ever.
Man, I'm excited to see his progression. I'm ready to start powering through and getting through a lot of these so I can eventually get onto Boruto and get on the episodes that are good. But guys, with all that craziness going on, with everything that's going on with Boruto, you guys should definitely give the Naruto series a chance. You should try it. There is a lot of fucking episodes, but I would power through it. But guys, there's other things exciting going on in the movie world. The new Scream is coming out. And at first, as soon as it came out and I saw the trailer that it was happening in New York, I looked at Tim and I was like, this is going to be fucking garbage. It looks garbage. It sounds like it's going to be fucking garbage. Like, nothing about this new Scream movie looks good. Then another trailer came out. But wait, guys, there's more. And there was more. We see Scream with a shotgun. Dude is mowing people down with a knife and a shotgun in a goddamn gas station. I'm gonna give it a fucking chance. I'm definitely excited for the new Scream movie.
Dude, and Jenna Ortega is in it, and she is fucking a great actor, honestly.
And Jenna Ortega is a really good fucking actor. Most of the movies I see her in, she's also on SNL. I just noticed that literally yesterday when I was going through YouTube. And Jenna Ortega is a really good fucking actor. And she's a good actor in horror movies, too. So, I'm really excited to see how she does in this movie. And I want it to be good for one reason. The last Scream movie was shit.
In my humble opinion, the last two were bad.
No, hold on. I don't think the last two were bad. The one before that was actually pretty good, I think. There are some things that they could have done differently, but for the most part, I thought it was a good Scream. It was nothing compared to the first Scream. Now, those are solid.
No, the last Scream, that, in my opinion, shit. I fucking hated that movie.
The last one, I liked how they were going with it at first, but then it started getting more into the movie, and they started really fucking up scenes. And you know what? They killed Dewey. They killed my fucking boy Dewey.
You know what? They were really on a roll with the Scream movies there for a second, and then something fell off about it. Something just changed about it. Just like,
well, at a certain
like Halloween, it changed as well. Jeepers Creepers, it changed. Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street,
well, it
changed.
It's like that with every movie. When you get into the movies, you get a franchise going. Fast and Furious is a perfect example. The first three Fast and Furiouses, in my opinion, were great movies. I loved them. The second one, hands down, my favorite Fast and Furious. The first one was good. The second one's my favorite. The third one was good. I mean, Tokyo Drift was okay.
No.
That's your favorite
Tokyo
one.
Tokyo Drift was, in my opinion, the best one.
Sure, whatever you want to say. Whatever you want to say. The second one slams. The Tokyo Drift was okay, in my opinion. Whatever. Whatever. As the franchise went, though, it started getting worse and worse and worse. Then you get to Nightmare on Elm Street. Fan-fucking-tastic series.
Pretty much all the way through, honestly, until they started fucking making new ones.
And then, yeah, Wes Craven got in there. You have Wes Craven's new Nightmare. No. Dude looks like a burnt Chinese guy.
No.
Nothing.
Wes Craven's new Nightmare, where he had another new Nightmare, and that one was good, but the other one literally was just fucking absolutely redundant. It
didn't make sense. It was they redid the original story in a bad way. And at a certain point, we're tired of hearing the original story. If you've watched the franchise, we fucking get it.
And Michael Myers, honestly, it could have ended on the second movie. It could have ended on the second movie. What they decided to do is make a third movie, and I was madly disappointed in it.
Well, which ones don't you like when it comes to the Halloween franchise?
The third one in the original franchise was fucking awful.
So, did you eat H2O?
H2O was good.
Okay, what about Halloween Revenge of Michael Myers? Or was it the pumpkin?
It was the Season of the Witch.
Season of the Witch.
That one was just bad.
It was
so bad.
I didn't mind it, though. I get why you didn't like it, because like, you really don't see Michael Myers at all. He's just not in it. It's just pretty much a story about him. But I kind of liked watching it. It's not one that I'll typically go to. It's not my favorite one.
But
the one I like is when they're in the house.
But you want to talk about a series just falling off. just straight up going from 100 to zero in a heartbeat. Jeepers Creepers, the first movie, fucking amazing. It is a classic. It is one of those ones that I watch every single year during Halloween, and it will never grow old. Number two, fucking amazing. Loved that movie. Fucking awesome. Third one was good. I liked it. It was a good movie. Fourth one, literally, if someone made me sit in a room and watch it by myself, I'd put a bullet in my head.
I would rather shoot myself than turn it off.
That is the goddamn worst fucking remake of a movie I've ever seen in my life.
And we're talking about Jeepers Creepers Reborn is the name of the movie. But since we've been drinking and we've been smoking, we're going to go a little over the place. We talk about a lot of horror movies, but we don't really talk about a lot of other movies. I like Adam Sandler movies. Really into Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler is one of my favorite actors.
So, one of my favorite movies from Adam Sandler is actually one of his serious movies. And it's...
The Cobblestone?
No. I did like that movie, but it's
okay.
Man, it's like the basketball movie that's on Netflix. What's that called?
No. I didn't watch it. I'm not really into basketball movies, so even with Adam Sandler in it, it's not something that I would typically watch.
But that is actually a really good movie.
The movie that I'm excited for is
Click.
Okay, Click is just a classic. So we got classics like Waterboy, Mr. Deed, fuck, dude, why am I blinking?
Longest Yard.
Longest Yard's a fucking good one.
51st Dates.
51st Dates.
Wedding Singer. That's a pretty fucking funny one.
Blended. There's a movie called Blended or Just Go With It.
Let's just admit, most of his movies, about 90% of them are good.
And then you got his Christmas movie. Well, I watch that shit every year.
Yeah, even his animated shit's good. But you know what? Actually, now I'm going to change my answer. My favorite fucking Adam Sandler movie of all time is fucking Little Nicky.
Little Nicky.
That is the great... Fucking... They should have done a crossover. Little Nicky and Bill and Ted.
That would have been fucking awesome, dude. You see Little Nicky going on an adventure with Bill and Ted? Maybe because, I mean, he dies, he's just going to go to hell and then get teleported right back to him. Fucking perfect. No. So you got Bill and Ted... You got the Reaper and Little Nicky. Oh, and then what are the what are they called? It's not Thing One and Thing Two, but they what are they called? The shit, Tim. What the fuck are they called, Tim? Come on, process. We got this. What are they called? The little furry people, little furry furries, little furry motherfuckers. They're smart.
Oh,
goddamn genius station. Motherfuckers. Station.
Station.
Station. Okay. Add all them into there. I don't think there's anyone that can beat them. That's actually a good duo right there.
Honestly, Station alone. They're literally smartest beings in the universe.
But there is a new Adam Sandler movie coming out called Murder Mystery 2. If you haven't seen it, it's coming out March 31st. So I would watch Murder Mystery and then Murder Mystery 2. Two good movies. When Adam Sandler and Jennifer Anderson play in a movie, it is really fucking good. Like, Just Go With It, Murder Mystery, two great movies.
You know another person from that group of actors that I really like is Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider, anytime he is in an Adam Sandler... So, Adam Sandler's crew in general is a really good fucking cast. Like, because you got Grandma's Boy. You have people that came from Adam Sandler's crew and came on to, like, Grandma's Boy and shit. So, I really wish I could remember their names. I'm really like bad with
Nick
names.
Nick
Swartzen. He's always a good one to add. But
Kevin Smith. Chris Rock.
Chris Rock, he actually came out with a new series on Netflix called Tambourine. Really good stand-up.
I haven't seen that one.
I really like Chris Rock. But That you know that dude that buys the horse in Grandma's Boy where he spends all the rent money on whores?
Oh yeah.
Fucking the cross-eyed guy.
Yeah.
Dude, I fucking love seeing him and shit. I think one of my favorite Adam Sandler movies would have to be Mr. Deeds, though.
It's a really good one.
Mr. Deeds or Just Go With It.
Billy Madison, I would say, but it's a little bit too goofy for me.
I love Billy Madison, but I've watched it too many times.
Or Happy Gilmore. That is a fucking classic. I love Happy Gilmore.
There is Happy fucking Gilmore, where he literally gets into a fight with fucking Bruce Baker. Or Bruce Bark.
Bob Barker.
Bob Barker. You know what? Fuck it. I'm drunk. Okay, dude, I'm tipsy.
So, guys, we have drank an entire bottle.
What is it called? What are we drinking on, guys? We're drinking on some peanut brittle bourbon cream liquor. You guys need to go to your local gas station, liquor store, or Walmart and pick you up some peanut brittle.
It is very, very, very tasty.
Very good. Add it with some fucking Coca-Cola cherry. This shit slaps.
And then you're talking about a party, bro.
But hold on.
Rob Schneider, that movie The Animal, that's a fucking funny one.
See, when we're talking about Rob Schneider, now we're going into The Animal, to Bruce Bigelow, American Gigolo. We got fucking Stan.
Funniest Rob Schneider scene ever is in an Adam Sandler movie, though. You fucking crazy bitch!
See that?
So he gets the shit beat out of him by Drew Barrymore.
Listen. God damn, son. God damn. God damn. So what is that movie called?
51st Dates.
51st Dates. Drew Barrymore is in Blended, 51st Dates, and The Wedding Singer. And that's another combo that's pretty good. I mean, Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore, Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston, they make a really good fucking combo.
Drew Barrymore, her liver, a mailbox, really good combination.
If you guys watch Scream and Drew Barrymore, you would know. So
I heard they stuck her liver in a mailbox. Liver alone, dude.
You stabbed me, man. What is your favorite Rob Schneider movie? I will burn you. I'll fucking burn you, dude.
Oh man, what's it called? What's the one where he's in the jail?
Isn't that Stan or
like he's a bad motherfucker?
Well, he at first he's not, and then he's going to prison. So he gets trained by this dude that he finds in a fucking alley. Dude in a fucking alley just doing a martial fucking arts, and he trains him. That is honestly my favorite Rob Schneider movie.
Yeah, that's probably the best one.
Yeah, dude walks into fucking prison and just makes everyone the bitch. There would be no raping. No one can rape anyone.
I said don't say that. I'm gonna bust all the teeth out of your fucking face.
Because Tommy Chong's on that too, actually. So, I mean, come on, you got Rob Schneider.
He's my bitch. You step the fuck away.
This squirrel. Squirrel man. Looking at Tommy Chong, a squirrel man.
I wonder who would win. Tommy Chong in that movie or the dude with the crazy eyes and fucking new guy?
Oh, absolutely. Squirrel man. We got a squirrel man on the way. Tommy Chong beat the fuck out of him. You know, fucking. Fuck you looking at me weird, smack him over the head with a bong. Whoosh! Listen. Michael J. Watt, J. Watt, J. Michael J. White or Squirrel Man.
Michael J. White.
And Blood and Hey, Squirrel Man's a feisty motherfucker.
I don't care, Michael J. White beat the fuck.
He'll rough him up backyard style.
He beat the fuck out of like six people with a wet shirt, including Kimbo Slice.
Listen, everyone in that jail is scared of Tommy Chong. Probably for a reason.
Did you ever see anybody mess with Michael Jai White the entire time? There's a reason he was only in jail in the beginning of the movie. They let him out. They was like, nah, he'll kill us. Like, you guys deal with him.
But speaking of Tommy Chong, and we're going to go into a little more of Tommy Chong when we talk about, when we go into Weed of the Week, but it's something that, a role that Tommy Chong has done, something that I want to talk about is That 70s Show.
That is one of my favorite Tommy Chong characters, dude. Like,
what is his name? Leo?
Leo. What are you doing in Canada?
Okay. But guys, if you've ever watched That 70s Show and seen fucking goddamn Tommy Chong playing as Leo, he comes back in a show called That 90s Show.
He comes back?
Yeah. And he's actually, like, in a few episodes.
Hell yeah.
So you have the original cast that, like, makes guest appearance and everything. They're not, like, truly any. You have Donna and,
Eric.
Yeah, you have Donna and Eric who are in it for, like, 3 episodes. But Leo's in it for, like, 4 episodes. And he's not just, so he's a guest appearance, but he actually has lines in it, too. And I don't know how they did it, but they made him more stupid.
In what sense?
He's just more stupid. He smoked too much.
He killed his brain?
Might as well. He's fucking retarded. He can't remember 20 seconds of a conversation he has. He'll be fucking talking in the show, and then like 20 minutes later he comes back just, well, yeah, these are some nice vegetables. And it's actually a line that he says because they're in a fucking market. But, you know, when you watch it, you'll see it. Now, to say this, though, I do like That 70s Show more still. It's a classic. I mean, something that I would... I binge-watched That 70s Show so many fucking times while smoking.
And I'd have to say my favorite Tommy Chong scene in a movie... it's probably in the beginning of Up in Smoke when they're fucking carrying that giant trash can full of fucking gasoline down the street.
Hold on. Before we talk about the one, the only, the legend, Tommy Chong, we're going to go into my favorite segment, Weed of the Week. And guys, we are smoking Bubba Kush. Tim? Can you get on your little handy dandy clicker device?
Imagine. I'm gonna get my handy dandy notebook real quick.
Hey. Is that a phone? You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a wizard, Harry.
Listen, I'm a hairy wizard.
I have hair, wizard.
I have wizard hair, Harry. Look up Bubba Kush, motherfucker. You know the stats.
Alright, Hubba Bubba Kush.
No. Bubba Kush. The Bubblegum Kush. The BBK. I want to know how much THC, CBD. I want to know the smells, the taste, what crossed it to make it.
About Bubba Kush.
Hey!
It is THC. What?
Now keep going.
It is 19%. THC, 0% CBD, 80% indica. It is preferred that you use this weed strain in the evening whenever it's nice, warm, and a nice spring evening. Just make sure you go outside, you pack you a goddamn nice bowl of Bubba Kush, and you fucking enjoy that 19% THC.
You have a weird reading voice.
Bubba Kush is a heavy indica hybrid that enjoys very wide popularity. The strain's original LA breeder claims that while one parent was an OG Kush plant, the other was an unnamed Northern Lights phenotype, brought back from the Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
Wait, hold on. It came from New Orleans?
Yeah.
Like, the first time it was seen was in Mardi Gras? That's kind of badass.
this unnamed mother strain affectionately come to be known as Bubba, and has since been lost. Prior to 1998, Bubba Kush was only available as a clone, but it has since been replicated so that its needs could be packaged and sold. Bubba Kush is a classic indica with a solid sedative high that leaves users relaxed but still functional. It has a typically high THC content ranging from 15% to 22%.
Alright, that's cool. Okay. First seen a Mardi Gras. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I bet Tommy Chong has went to Mardi Gras a lot.
You know what? I bet he hasn't. I don't know. Do you think you just travel all the way down there just to go to Mardi Gras?
Why wouldn't he?
I just feel like he has better festivals he can go to.
I've heard Mardi Gras is a pretty good one, though.
Did you ever go to Mardi Gras?
Fuck yeah, it presented the opportunity.
I mean, it happens every year.
I would buy so many fucking beads, dude. Hey, girl. I'll give you 2 sets of beads to look into my butthole and tell me if I have a mole there.
Let me see them titties, girl.
Let me see the back of that ankle.
Here's what's nuts. You have girls who will just flash their tits for beads that you can buy at Dollar General. You can go down to Dollar Tree, buy those beads, and a girl will show you her titties for said beads. It's like you don't have to work for much. $2, you get to see 2 sets of titties. 2 sets of titties, my guy, for $2. Hey, all it is a fucking Dollar General trip and a fucking hike up to wherever Mardi Gras is.
That's a $2 titty set.
So, would you rather go to Mardi Gras or like a big weed festival in Seattle, Washington?
Mardi Gras. At a weed festival, you're more likely to see people passed out and like fucking drooling out of the mouth. That's it in the weed festival.
Yeah.
In the weed festival, you're more likely to see people pass out. Or in Mardi Gras, you're more likely to see somebody butt chug a fucking bottle of hot sauce while simultaneously fucking beer bonging a fucking 3-day old fucking skunked beer.
That'd be fucking awesome to see, actually.
Dude, you're more likely to see that shit at Mardi Gras. Or someone fucking rolls a fucking 12-foot-long joint one day and fucking packs it full of the literal most potent weed in the world.
So, speaking of weed, when you think of Wiz Khalifa, Willie Nelson, Tommy Chong, Cheech Marin, or is it Cheech Martin?
Cheech Marin.
When you think of all of those guys, who do you look up to the most when it comes to their acting, their views on weed, and just them in general, like their character? Like, if you had to pick any one of them to sit down and smoke with, and obviously Cheech comes with Chong. Willie Nelson. And Cheech comes with Chong. They're a duo.
Still Willie Nelson. I like Willie Nelson. That dude's a very vibey guy.
That's a guitarist in you. You guys would just be playing guitar and smoking.
Exactly.
Mine would be Tommy Chong. Tommy Chong is who I would want to be with. Like, if I had to pick out of all of them, it would definitely be him. I would love to smoke with Willie Nelson, though. What I want to see is how long I could keep up with Willie Nelson. Like, is it possible to beat him?
Shit, I'd be seeing how long Willie Nelson can keep up with me.
Turn the tables on this motherfucker.
Be like one of those job interview situations. I'm not getting interviewed. I'm interviewing you. Do I want this job?
The question is, am I good enough for this job?
No. Are you good enough for me to work here?
I'm important.
You're not. Like, I have other places I can go. But, like, the thing is, you don't actually, you're just making them think that you're more confident than you are. And then you don't get the job, so, like...
Then you have to go back to your cardboard box.
Yeah, and it's not a good situation. You're back to eating expired applesauce that you find behind a Denny's.
But, if you had to bring one of those people to a party, who would it be?
Oh, fuck, Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz Khalifa.
that's the dude. Everyone would fucking lose their goddamn minds if fucking Wiz Khalifa just showed up to a random ass college party. Just, is that fucking Wiz Khalifa over there in the corner? Oh, he's literally Muay Thai-ing someone to death. Just, you know, because Wiz Khalifa can also fight, apparently.
What?
You guys ever... If you guys have ever seen, like, the videos of Wiz Khalifa doing Muay Thai training, it's actually kind of nuts to see. This dude in his song sounds kind of chill most of the time. And then you see this shit, you're like, wow, he would beat your ass right after smoking a joint.
He'd beat your ass with a big old fucking blunt in his mouth.
Literally.
Two blunts behind his ears, two lit in the mouth, fucking Muay Thai-ing you up.
But I will say one thing. We both watched the video of Snoop Dogg doing some boxing type shit, and that dude cannot fight. How did he kill someone is my question.
All right, I'm going to say this right now. When it comes to out of all these people, I'm just not the biggest Snoop Dogg fan. And I respect him on his stoner physique. A dude's a stoner through and through. And I respect him on that. But when it comes to his acting, when it comes to his music, I'm not a big Snoop Dogg fan. I don't particularly like his music. There's been a few movies that I like him in, but for the most part, I don't like his movies either. Now, Half-Baked he was good in, but he wasn't in it that long. he had a solid character.
Motherfucker, I ain't even hit the shit yet.
Fucking smokes the whole shit up, gives it to him, it's a fucking roach.
Alright, thanks, peace.
But in all honesty, he's not the person I would want to hang out with. I'd rather hang out with Wiz Khalifa. And more than all of them, I'd rather hang out with Tommy Chong. But what is your favorite Tommy Chong movie?
Favorite Tommy Chong movie would be...
Goddamn King Kong. It's a solid scene.
The first Cheech and Chong.
Which is Up in Smoke, right?
Dude.
Or Up in Smoke. Cheech and Chong, Up in Smoke.
That is the funniest fucking movie ever, dude. Hey, man, I thought you were a chick. Just, nobody stops for me if I look like this. Just hold on, I got just a couple things to load. Alright, just fucking two gigantic fucking amps, some fucking drums and shit. He instantly fucking takes off. Just, where do you need to go, man? Alright, here's fine.
What is in this shit? Some Labrador.
mostly Maui Wowie, but there's some Labrador in there. Just Labrador. Just, yeah. My
dog ate my stash, man.
I had the stuff on my table, and a little fucker ate it, so I had to chase him around a little baggie for 3 days.
Would you chase a dog around for 3 days and eat like an ounce of weed in ears?
No, I would not.
Is it dead to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
You would even try it to see if like it got you that high?
Nope. We're smoking dog shit.
maybe it's a good fertilizer for it. Maybe like it just fertilizes in the dog, it shits out, you pick through it, you roll it up, and that shit sends you to a new universe.
I ain't never been this high before. I ain't never smoked that shit. What was that shit? I don't know what that shit was. Like, why was this? Calm down, man. Here, take this. What is this? It'll mail you out, man. Just, hey, don't take that, man. I already took it. Wow. You just took the most acid I have ever seen anyone take in my whole life.
Could you imagine?
I hope you're not busy for a month.
What would you do if you took a handful of acid?
I would fucking lose my mind, first of all.
Like, would you just find a corner to sit in?
I'd find a field. An open field where there's not a population of anyone.
Like an open field, a pillow, and a blanket?
Yeah, probably. Something like that.
At that point, it's just time to lay there and let the earth take you.
Or I'd find help quick.
Here's the scary thing about it. There is no help at that point. At that point, you have to ride that dragon. Like, your adventure starts there. There is no coming out of that adventure.
Go straight to a hospital. Put me out! I'm about to fucking go insane! Hurry up! Put me out!
Fucking kill me!
This acid hasn't kicked in yet, so hurry!
No, I'm in danger.
I'm scared.
I'm in danger.
Why are you in my house? Oh, I think it's already kicked in.
Boy,
who are you, dude?
You're telling me this isn't an ER.
Today, while you're here, why don't you go ahead and get in the basement? I don't know. I'm uncomfy.
That would be the worst thing ever. You just fucking take a handful of acid in the house you so happen to fucking stumble into as a serial killer. Yeah, this can't get any worse. We need your clothes. Oh.
Guys, just sitting there, I was actually feeling kind of lazy. I wasn't even going to go anywhere, but, since you're here.
Buckle up, bud. That'd be a rough journey.
I'm gonna skin your toes. This is gonna hurt so bad.
Oh.
I'm gonna keep you on adrenaline to keep you awake.
But seriously, what would you do? Would you find a field? Would you just go in your bed?
I would find a field. Like an open field.
Could you handle a handful of acid? Like, we're not talking, we're talking palm size, maybe 10, 15 hits, palm size, just a handful of acid.
If it didn't make my head and shit hurt, and it was just the experience that I got from it, I could handle it.
15 hits of acid.
I would genuinely believe I could handle it.
Well, we've done 5, and that was fucking nuts. And we wanted to go to 10, but 15 hits of acid.
But if it didn't hurt me, yeah, I think I could do it. Would I go slightly insane? Probably.
Oh, nutty.
But I genuinely believe that I would learn from the experience, no matter how scary it is.
They'd make a remake of The Nutty Professor, and you would star in it.
Dude, The Harvard Man. I'm not sure if anybody that's listening has ever watched that. But there's this dude, and they dose him with a syringe, pretty much. Full of fucking LSD, and he slowly loses his mind. He stays awake for fucking 2 weeks straight. It's fucking nuts. Dude,
I couldn't imagine taking a syringe full of fucking acid. Like, I had a bad trip off 4 hits once, and that was nuts. I saw some shit that I shouldn't have seen. I feel like a syringe, maybe if you're having the greatest fucking day and you get a syringe full of fucking acid and the whole rest of the day is just amazing, maybe that might be a nice time after the initial fucking just pure terror. But say something goes wrong. A syringe full of acid, that's a trip you can't come back from. And then you have the chance that it's permanent. So, my mom had a friend who did acid one time. They were all in the basement. They all took a hit of acid. Everyone else did great. Their trip went nice. He, though, took one hit of acid, and it permanently fried him. He got the one bad tab out of the whole batch, and it fried his brain. So, now if you talk to him, and he's still alive. My mom might even be able to get a hold of him, but if you talk to him, he'll be talking to you, and it's like something switches, and it just restarts, and you're a whole new stranger again.
That's if his neuropathways only go to a certain point and then
Well,
they refire.
he can remember everything before he took the hit. He can remember everyone before he took the hit, all events he took before the hit, but everything afterwards, and he can even remember the trip, but everything after that trip is just nothing. He can't remember you. That, like, he,
I wonder if it was a good trip, though.
I don't know. That I don't know.
It better have been a good trip.
But guys, that is our rant. That is our rant. That is our fucking. This
Whatever
episode.
The fuck this is.
That episode was a little everywhere, but you know, sometimes you just gotta have a little chaos, and that's pretty much what it was. So. That's our episode for you guys. I strongly suggest you go watch some Naruto. I strongly suggest you go watch Boruto. And guys, March 31st, the new Scream comes out. And guys, it is going to be a Scream we have never seen before. We're talking a Scream that will actually fight. We're talking a Scream that uses guns and his uses his signature knife. I'm excited. I'm excited to watch it. I hope it's good. And I hope I can watch it free on Paramount.
And also, the question of the week, if you had to eat human, would you use, like, barbecue sauce or Worcestershire sister sauce?
But guys, speaking of Worcestershire sister sauce, or Worcestershire sauce, or wash the horses sauce, while you're eating those fine, delicious sauces on top of your fine cuisine, do it with some Hey Dudes. They're comfortable shoes. They feel light on your feet. It's almost as if you're wearing nothing at all. Except for when you walk outside, the gravel doesn't hurt the bottom of your feet. So when your shoes are feeling heavy, go on down to your local store, Shoe Carnival, online, Amazon, and get you some Hey Dudes. Because they've got the foam that you need to protect your soles.
Hey dude, what are those?
Hey dude, these are some Hey Dudes.
Hey, dude, that is awesome.
But hey, dude, I got something else to tell you.
Hey, dude, what is it?
Have you ever smoked weed?
Yes, and dude.
But have you ever smoked weed in your brand new Hey Dudes that you can get from your local stores or even Amazon?
Hey, dude, I've totally smoked weed in my Hey Dudes while ordering Hey Dudes off the Hey Dude website.
But hey, dude, you know where I got mine from? Shoe Carnival. So if any Shoe Carnival or Hey Dude companies want to sponsor us, we are the Glitches, and we are right now wearing some Hey Dudes. So let me slip these wonderful shoes back on my feet, and guys, I'm going to pick up my bowl, my bong, my trusty smoking device, and hey dude, I'm going to smoke. But guys, we're the Glitches. From our sick minds to yours, wear your Hey Dudes. What? Hey, dude. What? Hey, dude. I'm rapping in my Hey Dudes. My Hey Dudes are fire. I like my Hey Dudes. Hey, dude. My shit is fire.
Yo. Hey. Dude. Why? You. So. Rude. Hey. Dude.
I'm rude because I can be. I'm rude because I'm wearing my Hey Dudes. And when you're wearing Hey Dudes, you can be rude, dude.
Rude because I can be. Hey Dudes are dandy.
Hey dude, we got a feud, dude.
We got a feud, dude.
Then I'll squash it with my Hey Dudes. My Hey Dudes. I wear them upon my feet, dude.
Wear them upon my feet. Wear them upon my head. Wear
Peace
them
out,
upon
guys.
My
From our sick minds to yours, stay interesting.